morning, Glass. How are you, buddy?
We're good. And we don't have much time left on the clock before your big induction ceremony coming up a little bit later this summer. My favorite way to remember your website is mcschaff.com.
mcschaff.com.
And it takes me right to where I need to go, and it's the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Tell us what we're going to see. It's 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. 15 days away from the 7th annual induction ceremony for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. As always, an absolutely outstanding class. And you know, this is year 7, and I think, because I'm newer to the board, that when we induct these 10, 6 athletes, 2 coaches, a humanitarian, and a contributor, that this is going to take the total to 76 inductees. And so when this kind of came to be through the brainchild of Lynn Hauser, who quickly grabbed Kit Klingelhofer, Jim Murphy, Mick Renneisen, Marcus Devereaux, a lot of others in our community, they knew from the beginning there was no shortage on talent and accomplishments that would be honored in this Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And I've got to tell you, with this year's class, that is certainly the case. And it's really just an exciting event coming up 15 days, Friday, July 14th.
And talk to folks that, if you haven't been to this before, you don't need to be a family member or an invited guest. This is open to the public.
No, totally open to the public in a couple different ways. First of all, at 5 o'clock, there's a free meet and greet with all the inductees that are available to be there. And only one of the inductees this year is deceased. So we are planning on the other 9 to be there. And at 5 o'clock at the convention center, they will have it all decked out, the second floor. John Baker, one of our board members, is just amazing with this memorabilia collection that he has from Monroe County schools all the way back to University High School and Unionville High School and Ellettsville High School and Smithville High School, Bloomington High School, in addition to stuff from North and South and Edgewood and so on and so forth. And so folks will have a chance at 5 o'clock on the 14th for a free meet and greet, again, with the inductees for this year's class, and then to check out a lot of John's memorabilia that he has, not to mention things that the inductees will bring in themselves. It's kind of neat to see. So you get pictures, get autographs, and of course there'll be former inductees also mingling around there as well. So you may get to catch up with a couple other people that have gone in the past. And so that's a lot of fun for people. And then in addition to that, at 6 o'clock starts the reception, followed by an excellent dinner at the convention center at 7, and then the ceremony itself at 7:45. So right around 6 o'clock, we clear everyone out from the meet and greet, and then after that you do have to have a ticket to participate in the dinner and the rest of the evening's festivities. And those tickets are $40, available at, as you said earlier, mcschaff.com, M-C-S-H-O-F, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.com. Or if you're not into the computer and you don't want to pay for things online, so on and so forth, I can call Ann Carpenter. And Ann's one of the board members. Her late husband, Russell, is an inductee and a member of the Hall of Fame for his contributions to Monroe County Youth Sports. You can call Ann at 812-336 6434. Go ahead and call her right now. She's up.
She is. She's always right listening. I know that. And good morning, Annie. How are you? And
get Annie up and go on and get him up, run at him, and she'll take your information and your money, and she will gladly get you on the list. You know, Glass, this has really turned into one of the great events of the summer for Monroe County. It really is a fantastic event. Lots and lots of great stories. A great fellowship for everyone in the community to come in. Again, not just for the friends and families of the inductees, but anyone that loves Monroe County history, that loves sports. It's a great night and one that's really exciting.
Dr. David Piller is our guest this morning. He joins us. He's the principal at Jackson Creek and also a member of the board of directors of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Mick Schaff, it sounds funny, but it's really easy to remember. M-C-S-H-O. It's harder to spell than it is to say.
M-C-S.
Yes. M-C-S-H-O-F.com. You can obviously put your tickets on order there. You can call Annie Carpenter, as he mentioned. We're 2 weeks out. How are we doing on spots? Is this something we don't want to leave till the last minute? You've sold out every year, right?
You know, I really wouldn't. Obviously, the meet and greet's open to the public, and there's really no limit on who can come or how many can come to that. But I'll tell you, it has been a packed house, and we've had trouble getting those last-minute friends and family members in at the end of the line last year. So get them now. call Annie now before you get to get going on your 4th of July festivities. Get that taken care of, and that way 2 weeks from right now you'll be ready to participate in this. And Glass, I'll tell you what, again, six athletes going in this year. Jennings Polly, in his 90s, a wrestler member.
I had a chance to meet him at Joe Smith Sports Talk at Yogi's back in February when they announced the class, and he told some great stories about wrestling back in the day. Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, former state champion, and again, a great guy, and I think he's going to have some wonderful stories that people are going to enjoy. So he's certainly one of the highlights. Corey Martin, national champion at Auburn in the throw in the field sports, an Edgewood graduate, and Corey's sister Stacy was one of the first inductees, and so it'll be exciting to get him in there. Mark Lips, everyone in the Bloomington golf community knows Mark, but Mark also was an excellent football baseball player at Bloomington High School. A pair of Bloomington North runners, Jennifer Hester. Jennifer Worthen Hester, you may have known her as Jennifer Worthen. Her father, Charlie Worthen, is a Hall of Famer as well. But Jennifer and then Stephanie Bassett-Orman, again, both runners at North. And then Davi Grossman, again, who's kind of a neat story, that he is the third member of the Grossman family, Rex. And then last year, Dr. Grossman went in, and then this year Davi's going in. So third member of the Grossman family, Davi, again, excelled at football, basketball, and baseball at Bloomington High School. A couple coaches. The late John Adams, a basketball coach from Bloomington High School, one of the early first basketball coaches at Bloomington High School, and then Ralph Seabolt, of course, with Jennifer and Stephanie going in. Very appropriate that Ralph, who was a longtime track coach at Bloomington North, the track is named after Ralph.
Right.
He was an athletic director at Bloomington North. Again, great guy that will be a great addition to the Hall of Fame. And then lastly, Glass, I'll tell you, two guys that you know real well, probably tough to match these two. Jerry Yeagley will be going in as a contributor, and Jerry, you know, is obviously the former soccer coach at IU. His son Todd is there now, so another family connection. But you can't talk youth soccer in this community without talking Jerry Yeagley. And you think about how Karst has grown, and how on any given weekend in the fall you'll see hundreds and hundreds of kids playing soccer. That all happened thanks to Jerry's work. Getting soccer going in the community. And then how about humanitarian Brad Bamba? If you've been anywhere near an IU event for the last 30-some years, you've seen Brad Bamba there, patriarch of the Bamba family here in town, and someone who not only helped at IU, but for years and years and years, sports physicals for families all over Monroe County when they couldn't get in to see a doctor. So a great group, and again, one that you don't want to miss this year in 2 weeks. When the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame puts in their seventh class.
MCSHOF.com, McShoff.com. You can find the bios and all the other inductees from past classes from the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame right there online. Dr. David Piller is our guest this morning. You can also buy tickets there. And if you'd like to nominate somebody for this, how does the process work? What are the qualifications? I know a lot of people say, geez, these are some popular names. I've got a couple people that I think should be in. Can they reach out to you and suggest that?
Yeah, they sure can. And all that information and nomination forms are on the website, so check that out there. The person has to be either from Monroe County or have participated in a sport in Monroe County, or, again, like Dr. Bamba and Jerry Yeagley, last year Angela Pizzo was one of our award winners. Angel actually went to University High School, but he was a contributor as well. You have to have made an impact on sports in Monroe County. That's kind of the general, broad, overarching requirement to be considered for this. And so we're also excited because we hope that we'll have some future Hall of Famers out of our scholar athletes this year. So we award some scholarships each year to each Monroe County Comprehensive Public High School. And so really excited to get some scholarship money to Denver Idolat and Serena Morris from Edgewood. Denver is a wrestler, Serena basketball and softball. A couple outstanding swimmers from Bloomington South. That's Grace Haskett and Matthew Jordan. And then lastly, Bloomington North will be recognizing Logan Calvin, his football player, and placed at the state track meet in the throws.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mackenzie Ridge, if you've been anywhere.
She just struck me out.
She's just sitting there. You just looked at three fastballs going right by you.
She just blew it by me.
Mackenzie's just an absolute softball stud. So excited for those six to get some scholarship money to hopefully contribute to their next steps in higher education. And obviously, we couldn't do any of this without our good friend David Hayes. And David and Comprehensive Financial Consultants, they've been the title sponsor for this event and for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. So certainly want to thank David and everyone in his outfit for all that they do to support this, because it's good stuff. It's good to honor folks, you know, again, to honor Jennings Polly, who's in his 90s, former state wrestling champion, and to get him the recognition that he deserves, and at the same time passing out scholarships to some young kids. Excited about that.
And those values of the scholarship have gone up over the last few years too, haven't they?
They have. I think you and I would be just fine if we would get a couple checks.
That's right.
I expect checks from David. I expect that money that I have over there to keep growing. So he knows. But last class, also excited this year. For the first time, we're going to have a couple fundraiser activities, of course, because David can't foot the entire bill. So Golf Scramble coming up in September, that's going to be out at the Point. All the information for the Golf Scramble will be on the website as that gets finalized. But the other one that's a lot of fun for everyone that may be considering attending the meet and greet or the banquet itself in 2 weeks is a silent auction that we're doing. And we're doing it based on experiences. So we're not going to be auctioning off, you know, IU football tickets and things like that. But it's actually going to be experiences for our Hall of Famers. And we're really excited about the potential for that. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, you want to go have lunch with Angelo Pizzo, and then he's going to sign some DVDs for you of Rudy and Hoosiers. You can bid on that. And how about lunch with Jerry Yeagley, then going to an IU soccer practice? I think that might be one you would dig deep for, I think. So it's good stuff. Also, we've got lunch with the Olympians, Dave Voles and Jennifer Hooker Brenniger. So exciting about that one. And then one I just love personally because what I've been up to in the time that I've been in Bloomington. How about lunch with Tom McKinney and J.R. Holmes, the legendary coaches, Bloomington North, Bloomington South, three state championships between them, coached dozens and dozens of players that have played in college and a handful in the NBA.
Mr. Basketball, so all-stars, you name it.
Lunch at the same time. You have to make sure that you wear red or blue because you don't want to pick purple or maroon and pick a side when you're having lunch with those two. But what a great opportunity and a testament, quite honestly, to, you know, Angelo and Jerry and to JR and Tom that they're willing to give back, to this organization. And we're excited about that, and we're real happy and just thrilled that they're willing to do that. So even if you're not going to attend the event itself and buy a ticket, you can come to the meet and greet. You can bid on these silent auction items. And so we would encourage people, again, a chance to have lunch with Angelo Pizzo. I'm sorry, that's a big deal. And again, Jerry Yeagley, Tom McKinney, and J.R. Holmes, the Olympians. We've got some golf things we're working on as well. So people want to attend to see what else and what other neat opportunities there could be.
MCSHOF.com, McShoff.com, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Find all your information on sponsor opportunities. Find all your information on how you buy tickets for the July 14th event. And we'll give you a reminder. We got a couple weeks yet, but we'll remind you. But go buy your tickets now. As we know, the tables fill up awfully, awfully quickly.
And yeah, they really do, Glass. And again, if you don't want to do all that,
give me
online,
Annie's number.
Yeah, it's 812-336-6434. Give her a call right now if you're interested. Get on that list, and she'll get you taken care of. And I think, Glass, I think the minister and I are going to try to get Kit or Mark Deal on with us next week for the Bloomington Review to kind of give it one last push for people in case they were on the fence to hear from a couple of the people that were there originally. So maybe Mick can give you a little bit of a plug here in your 8:30 half hour. But he was a big part of getting that going, too. And so just thanks to all those people that are involved. And there's some really great memorabilia and plaques commemorating these Hall of Fame classes down at the Fountain Square Mall, down on the first floor of that. So right past the elevators as you go downstairs. So people can go check out the past inductees. And, again, check out the website for all that information. That was a great, great thing about nominating people, because there are so many great stories walking amongst us here in Monroe County. And this Hall of Fame really hopes to tell those stories when it comes to sports and history.
Good job, my friend. Have a fantastic holiday weekend, and we will talk to you next week after the 4th of July.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Glass. Have a great day, buddy.